Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
You know what today is?
Monday, December 22nd. I got it. I know I'm right.
Did you look?
I had to think about it really hard, though. It's like yesterday was either 20th or the 21st, which would mean this is okay.
That is all correct.
Okay.
Factually speaking, correct. But today is actually the day I think the rest of the world, and us included, is the get stuff done.
Yes.
To get ready to go on vacation day.
Yes, it is.
That is a mantra Shannon and I use. Substitute the word stuff for something else. But get stuff done so we can go on vacation.
I learned this mantra from you. It is life-changing.
Your productivity will skyrocket today because there is Oz at the end of the yellow brick road.
Right.
And it is so close, and you just have to get stuff done today. Coast, if you're working all the way through Wednesday, Tuesday, Wednesday are coast days, right?
Right. Coast.
Just kind of coast.
You're just going to coast. Be honest with yourself.
Your girl's in school, not in school?
Not in school.
I think it's the Xavier school system still running today and tomorrow.
Yep.
Tomorrow is a three-hour Christmas party.
Basically.
And today is pajama day.
Uh-huh.
And I got this information from a seven-year-old.
They know what's up.
they know what's up.
Truth lies in that of a
seven-year-old. She's like, we only really have school one more day Monday, because Tuesday, we're just going to party all day.
Yeah.
Tuesday's
a party day.
That's right, seven-year-old.
It's all.
But that's kind of how work's going to go this week, too.
Basically.
If you're even there.
Yep.
Because a lot of moms and dads who have kids off now.
What are you going to do with them?
Have taken the week.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Get stuff done. It'll make you feel better. Get stuff done today. Work extra hard.
Uh-huh.
And then just take on the vacation. And maybe you're not going anywhere, but still the holiday break.
No, but there's, you know, Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Hopefully the day after to just kind of recover from Christmas Day.
I believe this afternoon and this evening we'll be wrapping at our house.
Really?
With a W.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that. I'm like, okay, what hasn't been wrapped yet? I'm trying to work through the list, and I'm like, there are still a couple of things that are still kind of out there.
Do you do your best to pile unwrapped, and then that way you know, like, this is for this person? Because my concern is it all just goes under the tree,
mm-hmm.
and I'm looking at a mess of presents that we have to remember what's for whom.
So we had a family Christmas this weekend, and I made the mistake because we do a white elephant for the adults. And I put some wrapped Christmas gifts underneath my tree with no tags on them.
Oh, no!
And, like, I just couldn't think of what was what. I know what this is, but I don't remember. Yeah.
Did you have to peel the tape back and peek a little bit?
No, I had to work it through. I'm like, well, if this one is that, then this one has to be.
Process of elimination.
It's got to be, right? It didn't look like the way I remembered it. I'm like, what did I do this for? Why? Why would I do this to myself?
You just get caught up in the fun of buying the thing.
Right.
They're
going
to love this.
Yep.
And then you just start to pile it together. You're like, I forgot what was what.
I don't know what any of this is.
My follow-up favorite is, or you discover another thing you bought you forgot you had.
Yes.
From months ago.
Yes. Yes. That was my other thing.
I should probably make Shannon go through the gift box in the basement one more time before we start wrapping.
I forgot we even had this.
Oh, yeah. I found that when we were on vacation. I put it away.
Oh, yeah.
Too late now.
Oopsie doodle.
Yeah.
Festive intentions. Today, we're going to get it all done.
We're going to get it done.
We're going to get stuff wrapped. We're going to get work done. We're going to do all the things today because it's Monday. And, you know, what else are you going to do? Get it done.
What are you going to do? The things.
The things. All of them.
Get them done.
Yeah. Okay. That was a good little pep talk.
That's a pep talk.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, take a knee.
Now I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
I'm all spirited. All right. I'm ready with the Z sleeves.
Let's go.
Okay. Well, Gisele Bündchen. Spotted on a red carpet, wearing a ring on that finger.
Yes.
We believe she is married now.
She's married to
the jiu-jitsu instructor. Tom Brady, how you doing? Let's do a little mental health check-in with Tom Brady and Z Sleaze. It was a big weekend at the box office. Avatar, Fire and Ash.
No surprise.
Number one at the box office. Could have done a little bit better. Maybe a slow burn here. We'll examine those numbers coming up in Z Sleaze. And yesterday was the shortest day of the year.
Winter solstice.
Yes.
That's right. Or the longest night of the year, if you look at it that way.
Oh, hey, it's all about perspective.
That's right.
Shortest day of the year, but enough time for thousands of people to gather at the prehistoric stone circle that is
Stone Age. What did they do?
To celebrate.
They danced.
They do it every year. They like there's parking that's sold, and they encourage people to come and tune into. They've got a live stream and everything.
Of what?
It's just like a spiritual thing, man. It's Stone Age.
Please tell me they're wearing clothes.
They did wear clothes.
Oh God, thank you.
Woo!
So you go stand in the wood, or the stone circle.
Yeah.
And then what?
Just enjoy the day, man. I don't know. It says that they just attend.
Am I missing something, or are you leaving something out?
It's supposed to be like a spiritual experience. You're at these weird stones that nobody knows what they mean. It could be something to do with the winter solstices.
Isn't there an area in North or South Dakota like magnetic fields get all wonky? Have you heard this before?
What? No.
Oh, I'm wondering if it's like that. It's like it's some sort of like cosmic focal point.
Right. Right. But they don't know exactly why it was.
Like, the wind never blows there. Like, there's just some sort of natural phenomenon or supernatural.
Why not celebrate a solstice at a place that nobody knows what it means?
Because I'm up to go into a party at a circle of rocks. It doesn't sound like there's much going on. You know me.
There's got to be food trucks, I'm imagining, bag chairs.
Coldplay?
But like.
Like, book Coldplay.
Nobody's performing.
Or Spinal Tap or something.
Maybe there's a chant or something. It doesn't say what they did.
And it's like going to the beach. I don't just go to the beach. I want an activity.
You don't. You are so bad at going to the beach.
I can't just go to the beach. I'm not just going to go to Stonehenge.
He's never going to go to Stonehenge.
No.
All you do is you just enjoy. It's like,
Makes no sense. Wow. Does not compute. Does not compute.
It's a spiritual experience. You're supposed to gaze in awe and wonder.
Does not compute.
No.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Good morning, 7:01 now with the morning scramble. Two wounded Iowa National Guard soldiers injured in that ambush in Syria, now on U.S. soil for medical treatment. The Iowa National Guard announcing this weekend the soldiers' families are with them as they start their next phases of recovery. Guard not sharing the names of those soldiers, but did confirm they are both in stable condition. Another Iowa National Guardsman injured during the attack was treated for a superficial wound and is already back in his unit.
Wow.
I mean, that's the price you pay. That's when you talk about sacrifice, whether it's the ultimate sacrifice, losing two injured, and one's like, all right, you're good, go back. I was like, okay, those are my orders. Hmm. Just mind-boggling. Bales of cardboard caught on fire this weekend at a waste disposal business in Cedar Rapids. The fire was reported Saturday night. Officials say nearly every part of the city's fire department had to be called in to fight the fire, which has been difficult to contain, which was, I should say, past tense. Took them 25 hours, but they got it all clear. On Sunday, fire department says employees of the company were actually on the scene helping move other bales so they could get deeper into the fire. You could see that for miles, the glow alone, and motorists on 380 say they could smell the smoke as they were driving through Cedar Rapids. Wrapping quickly with some sports shorts. Is this the main reason why the Cyclones are not going to a bowl game?
What?
Rocco Brecht is leaving the team.
What?
You're not surprised.
Well,
is anybody surprised? You had a family Christmas. You're Cyclone fans. Did this come up this weekend?
No, we mostly just watched basketball and just.
Everybody's moved on to basketball.
Yes, we're just. It's a different season now.
Rocco Becht announced on Saturday he's entering the transfer portal. Didn't say where, but I just have to think it's going to be Penn State,
wouldn't
right?
Wouldn't you think?
He has 1 year of eligibility remaining after spending 3 with Iowa State. Of course, the Cyclones not going to the postseason. The players voted on that. They didn't have a head coach, although one had been hired. Also at the time, Rocco technically had a shoulder injury, so he wasn't going to play anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess they just were not confident, which is why Iowa State is paying a $500,000 fine for not playing in the bowl game they were supposed to go to.
Oh, it's been a hard and emotional time.
It's messy.
My brother-in-law got my dad a book. He's like, skip the first two chapters. They're both about how Matt Campbell will never leave Iowa State. Here's why. Never mind.
Just rip them out and throw them in the fireplace.
It's the Morning Scramble. Merry Christmas. Z102.9.
How was your weekend? What did you do?
Oh, I thought you were asking me.
How was your weekend?
Well,
I do. I want to hear.
Our weekend started together.
We did kick it off together.
We went to LP for their holiday pop-up. That was Friday night. It was great.
If you have an opportunity to visit one of these establishments that has been glammed for Christmas.
It's kind of taken over a lot of the bars and grills in our area, the family-friendly establishments.
Yes.
Do it. It's a good time.
Definitely recommend.
Yeah. So how was your weekend?
Oh, it was great.
You had a family holiday?
Busy. Two.
Two of them.
We had back-to-back dates booked. So Saturday was like my mom's side of the family, all of the Weldons together having Christmas in the garage because it's a big clan and we decided we might have to look for other locations next year.
I like Christmas in the garage though.
I love it. And it makes so much sense because that's where like all of the good stuff happened, like the family celebrations back at like my grandparents' house. But now that we don't have that place.
Get a rousing game of gin rummy in the corner.
Yeah.
Yes.
We celebrated with bingo though.
So is that this, I saw this bingo card in your photo.
Yeah. So my husband and I were the official bingo callers. Yeah. Pretty honored to.
I've done that once at Nubo. It's a lot of fun.
Yes.
Because it's its own language sometimes.
It can be. And it got really competitive. We had a ton of really random great prizes.
Going the speed limit, G55.
Yes.
Stuff like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. Don't worry. It's fine. It's B9. B9.
Who's helping you here in the picture?
I got some help from my cousin's daughter, which I think. Somebody said in the comments said, is my first cousin once removed? I think. Anyways,
I'll get there.
Whatever.
Yes, that is your first cousin. Your daughter and that kid are first cousins, but it's your first cousin once removed.
My first cousin once removed.
That's how it moves and removes.
It was so sweet because she's going in and out of the house. She is 2 years old and she's got a new baby brother and he is like a couple months old. He's fresh. So... Mom and dad are busy. He's crying, needs a nap. So they're working on that project. She's going from mom and dad to go check on grandma and grandpa playing bingo in the garage. And as she's going by, she's right in the doorway where I'm calling bingo. And she starts like, she wants to help. So I had a card set of bingo cards instead of like the balls.
Mm-hmm.
So each card had the letter and the number on it. And it also had like a circle. So the B's were all blue and the I's were all red. And I'd hold up the card and she'd go, Lello.
Oh.
And then I'd say that was N55.
In the yellow N column.
Yes. Yes.
How does she say yellow?
Lello. It was so cute.
It's adorable.
She was a doll and she got really into it too.
Nice.
Yeah. And after a while, she started getting the letters and the numbers too.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So you could take a bathroom break.
It was kind of nice to have a caller that could take over.
How is she held again?
Two.
Leaving you in the capable hands of our 2-year-old bingo caller.
We've got Kathleen.
Well, that's adorable. Absolutely adorable.
You had a festive weekend as well.
This was such a surprise. We had tickets for Orchestra Iowa. My holidays don't kind of officially start until I go see Holiday Spectacular.
Gotta see it.
And we bought the Pop Series tickets for the whole, we subscribed this year. So we had another couple. We were waiting on them, and they open up the Opus Concert Cafe. I'm like, we'll go have a glass of wine and wait.
Yeah.
And I'm not a step in, and I hear Santa Claus say, ho, 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 Dancing Eric Hansen? I'm like, Santa! And then good on the orchestra staff. They had people, which ushers, positioned where there are great photo opportunities.
Oh.
So without missing a beat, they want your picture of Santa? Like, yes, we want our picture.
Heck
with
yes.
Santa. I would love to do that. But there was a big tree in the Hall of Mirrors, and they had people stationed there on the stairwell going upstairs.
So you can just go and pose for your photo, and there's
automatically
someone
asked everybody, do you want a picture? Do you want a picture? It was great.
So
just
nice.
Just very well thought out.
Yeah.
And, you know, the performance, I don't know what I love best about that. That's my Orchestra Iowa. The fact that Tim Hankovic plans for a year on this thing.
Yeah.
He arranges a lot of the music that you hear. They have the Kids Discovery Chorus, and we know a few kids in there, and there's always one who's like making the best facial expressions ever. Then they have the adult chorus, but it was beautiful all the way around. And then a surprise pop-up photo opportunity with Santa and Mrs. Claus.
That's pretty
magical.
I
was so happy. Ugh. So happy. And I got word from Santa and Mrs. Claus that I could be a Santa in training. They pointed at my beard. They said, you could do this job someday. Ho, 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 ho. So that was a nice compliment coming from Santa himself. So we got Bingo in the garage. We got Santa at the orchestra. Those are our photos. Now we need to see yours, please.
We want to see what you did this weekend. Pop a photo right there in the comment section on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
For some, the weekend is over. For some, they're kicking off a 10-day weekend, right?
Right. A big, long holiday weekend. But we're here.
Yes,
Monday morning.
We are.
And before we get to too much work, because...
Get your holiday week underway.
Before we... Yeah, there's lots to do. We got to roll up our sleeves and get stuff done. But first, we can't start until we kind of compare notes on how the weekend was.
This will be our last time we are looking at your photos in 2025 for One Shot Weekends, because we've got next week off. Can I start with a major announcement?
Major?
Super Scramble fan Deidre has a wedding date.
Woo!
Deidre is probably... We've got four or five people that, like clockwork, always post a photo on Monday mornings. I've worked with her in the theater community before, and very happy to say congratulations. Looking forward to an October wedding of 2026. So, Deidre,
lovely.
Thanks for sharing, and love the fact that you shared. Also, you were celebrating your five-year dateversary.
Yeah, which is a beautiful, at least Saturday night date or Sunday, whenever you went down to see the Tree of Five Seasons.
It's beautiful.
It's gorgeous. Love all of these holly jolly pictures. I love to see the dogs get to hang out with Santa Claus. We got a big boy Goose hanging out with Santa, and then Renee sharing a picture of her three little pups on Santa's lap.
Isabel, how did you get Goose to wear antlers? We've tried that on Roland, and he is anti-headwear.
It's a no-go.
It's a no-go big time. Those three dogs, though, from Renee's photo are absolutely adorable. Right above that, because I know everybody's kind of shows a little bit differently, I wanted to give a shout-out not only to Morgan's photo, which I'm presuming is her daughter, who performed as part of the Children's Discovery Chorus, but I made a note. I said I had a clear view, because I do, I recognize the pigtails.
Yep.
I said I had a clear view of this talented performer on Sunday. Congrats to everybody in the chorus. They are so lively, sing beautifully. My favorite part was the last song was this big Christmas medley. They did some Charlie Brown stuff. They did some Whoville songs, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, with choreography.
That's so fun.
Because half the time, they're just standing there holding a candle.
Right.
And they got to actually, you know, show a lot more personality.
The kids want to move a little bit.
They do. So to Morgan, to all the parents and grandparents who got to watch their kids on the stage at the Paramount this weekend, it was a great show.
I know it was a big final weekend on stage at Theater Cedar Rapids for Frozen. So Mom Nicole, very, very proud that her son playing Sven had a fantastic rounding out of this whole season with what a magical show. Frozen.
We were getting a tour of behind the buildings. There's a lot of construction going on. And I got to see the Sven costume.
And how it works.
The amount of core work that goes into standing... You're not standing on stilts. You're in a plank position that entire performance. Unbelievable. That they could pull that off. But it was fantastic. That final performance of Frozen was sold out. So that goes to the books. Don't forget, though, Guys and Dolls. What a way to kick off your Valentine's weekend.
Which I love. That is just coming a classic up. Broadway
yes.
show. Gotta
Nicole,
see it.
Thank you for that. Below that, Kim, thank you for your photo of all these little ones. Pancakes and painting birthday party.
Love it. Yes, that's a classic time-honored tradition. As it's Sarah's photo, her little one's out doing hockey at Hughes Park.
I was just talking about this with a friend that they had, you know, we have ice skating options outdoors now galore. You've got the Loop in Marion, Hughes Park. They've just added this. This is actually, you can tell it's at the basketball court. They flooded the basketball court. But some outdoor hockey at Hughes Park. Sarah, thank you for that. A lot of beautiful lights. Pictures, people still, you know, picking up on the Five Seasons lights. We've got another one with a family who finally just got their own Christmas decorations up. And then you had Hawkeye men's basketball, which I thought was interesting. It was in Des Moines at the Casey Center. It was a neutral site. And Denise posted a photo that weirdly reminds me of a picture I posted one day.
It looks a lot like that. Denise got to hang out with none other than Gary Dolphin.
Gary Dolphin.
As you did just a couple of weeks ago.
I ran into Gary. We were doing a live broadcast during one of the Iowa football games, and we were in Coralville, and he and Pat Angerer had come in, and I went over like, hey, the fellow broadcaster, you mind if I get a picture? And he didn't care about any of that, but they were very gracious, so we took a very quick picture. But when you look at my picture, because I really leaned in on Gary.
Yeah.
It kind of looked like I was doing a Santa.
You got so close, it looked like you were sitting on his lap.
Weirdly like I was on his lap, yes.
You asked Denise if she sat on his, and she said no.
She said, thankfully, no, and then a bunch of smiling emojis. So I think we're safe there.
But,
you know, that is that's a celebrity around these parts. If you get a picture with Gary Dolphin,
big deal.
That's a big deal.
I know.
Denise and everybody, thank you so much for posting those photos. Would still love to see what you did this weekend. If you do anything today, because maybe you got the day off, at least you get a picture posted on the Z102.9 Facebook page for One Shot Weekend. While you're up there, don't forget to vote. Gingerbread Smackdown. We're going to announce the winner coming up in less than 10 minutes right here. It's the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
It's the Morning Scramble. Merry Christmas, Z102.9.
Pencils down.
That's it. No more votes coming in for Gingerbread Smackdown 2025. This is a wrap.
I want to congratulate both of our teams on some great competition. We say we give them an hour. They really get about 40 minutes. They've got to open a brand new kit. We hand them a secret ingredient. You devilish mind picked pickles.
Mini gherkin pickles, which are very festive, right? A lot of families play hide the pickle in the tree,
they
right?
They sure do play hide the pickle on Christmas.
So how Christmassy is this? A pickle gingerbread scene?
We were told by both teams that the pickle brine was interfering a bit, but that didn't stop them from using them in very creative ways. We had a pickle family in a pickle party, which was the work of Tay and Kate, who between them have half an art degree.
Half. So they each have a couple of classes under their belt, and they took some artistic liberties with their pickle party. It's not a traditional gingerbread house. It's more of a gingerbread scene.
Yeah, they're having a fire outside of the house, so they created a little fire using the graham crackers. You see the roof pieces being used as the wall. They use some of the candy to create scarves. They even had a little six-pack behind them. I thought it was very creative.
The other house created by street teamers Morgan and Marcy is more of a traditional gingerbread house. Pickle Perfection features the pickle character Dylan, who was hanging lights on the roof of the house, but unfortunately fell off the roof and was laying in the yard.
He was sleeping in the yard, we were told.
He was resting his eyes.
But they did a fabulous use of not only the gingerbread house kit, and then you had some candy trees that they put out. But just, I thought, a very creative way of using pickle. They made a pickle path. So good on both teams for including the secret ingredient. So they got everything in under time. They used the ingredient, and then we went to the people for the vote.
Yes, power to the people. Let the people decide who wins Gingerbread Smackdown 2025. And the people have spoken.
As I'm looking at the tabulations right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page, taking at least 80% of the vote for Gingerbread Smackdown 2025. Your winner is Pickle Perfection. Pickle Perfection.
Sorry, half an art degree. Tradition wins this time around.
Both were great. You can still see pictures right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page. Here comes Santa Claus.
It's the Morning Scramble, Z102.9. Time to hear another message on the Morning Scramble Santa line. Presented by Hertina Stocker Jewelers.
Give me just a second, everyone. I need to get a few pieces of straw out of my beard. We've been prepping the sleigh and all of the gear for the reindeer. There we go, a nice clean beard. Now, we're ready to hear two messages for today's Morning Scramble Santa line. Let's start with Jax.
Hi, Santa. This is me, Jax. What I want for Christmas, I want a motorcycle goes 40 speed, and it's a kid's one. And my age is 5. And what do you like for Christmas? Do you actually like chocolate milk? And bye, Santa.
Merry Christmas, Jax. You could knock me over with a snowflake with your very specific Christmas wish. A motorcycle that goes 40 speed? Now, when it comes to gifts on wheels that require coordination and balance, I tell all the boys and girls to remember safety first. That's our primary rule here in the North Pole, and we must all be mindful that whatever you plan to ride is just the right size for you. I'll have a quick discussion with the adults to see if we can find something on that wheels and age appropriate. And to your question, yes, I love chocolate milk, but I must be careful to wipe my mouth when I'm done so I don't get a chocolatey milk mustache on my snow-white beard. Thank you for your message. Now, let's see. Do we have time? Looks like we do. Time for one more.
Hi, Santa. This is Bryn. What I want for Christmas is I want makeup, nail polish, and I want reindeer ears. Thank you, Santa.
Happy holidays, Bryn. Wow, I would love to bundle up all that energy and use it for my sleigh and team of reindeer. In fact, we could plop a pair of reindeer ears on you, and you could lead my sleigh. I've had a lot of requests for makeup this year, and as I tell everyone, just remember my rule. A little goes a long way. And makeup for grown-ups is much different than makeup and nail polish for children. Let's see what fun and brilliant colors we have for some breed-appropriate makeup. With that, just a reminder to one and all that we must shut down the receiver on the Morning Scramble Santa line for the year. It's always sad when we do, but it's a reminder that Christmas is almost here. Oh, who's there?
Santa, we need you back at the barn. It's, an emergency. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, look, two of my reindeer wranglers, Duke and Daisy. What's the problem?
Rudolph has run away and Blitzen... we think that he's probably...
Santa, there's no emergency. We were having a milk and cookies break and wanted you to know there were some left over, and we wanted to surprise you, but we didn't want to get in trouble for taking a break.
Well, there's no need to fib. You can take a break. You certainly earned it. Let's each grab one cookie and then get back to work, okay?
Creating holiday magic for families across the corridor. It's the Morning Scramble Santa line. Presented by Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, Z102.9.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Okay, the bad news is Olivia Rodrigo and her boyfriend Lewis Partridge have reportedly broken up after 2 years of dating. But I'm choosing to look at this as the bright side because we all know Olivia Rodrigo can really crank out some breakup music if she wants to. Right? I wasn't even part of that 16-year-old breakup, but I feel it when I listen to that song.
That's what put her on the map.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, 2 albums just on the one breakup. I mean, that's impressive. So we'll see if we get some new content out of this. It hasn't been the easiest couple of weeks for them. You know, they've had a lot of holiday parties and things that they've been attending. And Olivia Rodrigo apparently broke down in tears at Lily Allen's recent holiday party in London. She was talking about the relationship and how things were going on. But friends have rallied around her and they're going to be with her for the holidays. So it was time to call off the relationship.
It's always a hard time breaking up over the holidays.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
So I feel like I need to make an apology publicly to somebody I broke up with on the 26th.
Eric!
When I was in high school.
Wow. Heart.
It was the right thing to do.
Was it?
Yes.
Was it?
For both of us.
Let's move on to happier times. We just had a 20th wedding anniversary.
Congratulations to
Elton John and David Furnish.
Ah, lovely.
Yeah. They shared a couple of posts back and forth between each other. Elton John shared a throwback photo of the two of them and said, "Happy anniversary to my incredible husband. Today we celebrate 20 years of our civil partnership, 11 years of marriage, and many more of happiness to come." So congratulations to the two of them.
Way to go, Reginald.
Reginald. And speaking of weddings, Miley Cyrus thinking of eloping with her new fiance, Max Morando. She's not open to the idea of another wedding, really. She was previously married to Liam Hemsworth. They were married for 8 months and then decided to separate back in 2019. She's really happy right now in a really good, calm place, but not really excited about the idea of doing the wedding.
I mean, just think of all the memories that would come flooding back. of your other wedding day.
Right.
Right? That makes total sense.
She's like, I don't want to be a bride per se. I want to be married to this person that I love, but I don't necessarily want to do the church and the white dress and the whole thing.
So we're just justice of the peace or go to the courthouse?
I think elope. I don't know if this is going to be a let's go to a fancy like hotel location on an island somewhere or what she's thinking, but they're thinking it's going to be an elopement thing and they're just going to be the two of them and keep it simple.
You could figuratively go to the Linn County Courthouse. First of all, you can call me.
Yeah.
Go to the Linn County Courthouse, have two witnesses, show up, get your paperwork. I can like marry you just by signing your document. Like you could do a bare bones.
Yeah. And it could be just right there by the Cedar River.
Yeah. Don't you have to be, just do it by the water fountain at the Linn County Courthouse.
Think about it, Miley.
Whatever works. Oh, I wasn't even thinking for Miley. Oh. I was just breaking down if anybody wants to elope.
If anybody wants to. I thought you were making a special offer on the radio to Miley Cyrus.
If you want it to be the opposite of your last wedding, Miley, that is exactly what that is.
That is the Dance Eric Hansen guarantee. Think about it, Miley. The offer's out there.
You're in Cedar Rapids, lovely Cedar Rapids. It'll smell like crunch berries. We broke a world record twice in our town.
Asterisk. We cannot guarantee the smell of crunch berries.
Okay, fair enough. That's a Dance and Eric Hansen pseudo guarantee.
That's what we like to call.
Z's Sleaze.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
On Z102.9. Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
So there we were. Beautiful Paramount Theater.
Lovely.
Orchestra, Iowa. It's my favorite holiday tradition. Holiday spectacular.
It lived up to the name?
It was spectacular. It was for the holidays. Yes. Had a nice swing jazz feel to it. They had the Iowa Women's
love that.
Jazz Orchestra play with them.
Mm-hmm.
Lynn Rothrock rocked it. The Children's Discovery Chorus, all of the fun. If you ever go to a show at the Paramount, they always make an announcement, especially for the orchestra. Silence your cell phones, what you're about to see, things coming up. And you and I have had the privilege to be the voice of that announcement for the Pops series.
Yes, we have.
We did one for Nightmare Before Christmas. We have one to come for the Silly Symphony Bugs Bunny one. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it will be before the Broadway series. And then there was the one that was just Sunday and Saturday. And just to my surprise and delight, I knew I was going to hear my own voice. But it just, in that venue, because they turn the lights down, it gets really quiet.
Yeah.
Because everybody knows when the lights go down.
This is serious.
Yeah. So just picture the Paramount Theater. Hey, it's Dancing Eric Hansen.
Whoa.
And I come out hot. When we record that in a little room, I'm like energy.
It sounds like a human level. But and you came in like, whoa.
It's nice and quiet.
Shh.
We're at the Paramount.
Maybe Everybody's candy wrapper.
Everybody's wearing a sweater, mm-hmm. Right?
Hey, it's Dancing Eric Hansen.
Wow.
And Claire from the Morning Scramble.
So hopefully I didn't, jolt anybody.
I'll try.
Apology. I feel like it. Maybe I'll do a better job of reminding myself not to be so enthusiastic.
Hey, it's Dancing Eric Hansen.
I don't want to do that, right?
Hey.
Hello, orchestra lovers. Is that better?
Just, it's not as scary.
It's not. I don't know if people want to be referred to as orchestra lovers. Hey, orchestra lovers.
Hey, lovers.
Just lovers?
Hello, lovers.
Hello, lovers.
There you go.
Aren't those seats comfortable? That's pretty good.
Yeah. Ah. That's very nice.
Welcome to the beautiful and comfortable Paramount Theater. I'm your comfortable voice, Dancing Eric Hansen.
Very comfortable. That is so comforting and comfortable.
Because you're not as excited as I am.
No.
Hey, it's Dancing Eric Hansen.
And Claire from the Morning Scramble on Z102.
A little bit.
Bright.
You're bright. You're more bright.
I'm bright.
I'm jarring. That's the difference.
Yeah.
Bright and jarring.
I've got a tradition. I usually take off between Christmas and New Year's. It's such a busy time for my family.
You got a birthday in there.
Got a daughter birthday in there. And dude, I have done nothing to plan a birthday party or any kind of celebrating around that birthday. So shame on me. But this season has gotten so busy and there's one more thing that must be done.
Add to the pile?
Yes. I unexpectedly have to take tomorrow off as well because my husband needs to have hernia surgery. He's okay. He's fine right now, but it must be done because your insides should be insides.
Something's protruding.
They should not be insides that are trying to come outsides, you know?
Right.
I keep reminding him of this because he's like, I feel fine. I think I should just not have it done.
No.
You have to go. You have to have the surgery because the doctor said that's what needs to be done.
Is this one of those where he's awake or not awake?
No, I don't think he'll be awake for this one.
The best part, though, is when they come out of the anesthesia.
Yeah.
And you're there.
Uh-huh.
And then you got to guide him like a baby.
Guide him like a baby, take care of him for weeks, Eric, because
how long is the recovery for a double hernia?
He's got a while to spend on the couch here. I mean, he's going to be...
Can he drive?
Can he go to work? He's taken off 2 weeks, so he's going to just rest up, recuperate. What we hear is that it's best to just... Let's take it slow and not try to do too much too fast, even if you feel fine.
And that's during the holidays, so that's going to be tough.
Yeah.
Right?
But I am ready to shoulder everything.
Are you sure?
I have already purchased everything. I will lay everything out. Everything is mostly ready.
Is one of those things a bell so he can call for you?
Oh, there's no way. I am answering to a bell.
Merry Christmas. This is the Morning Scramble on Z102.9. Time to head north. Way north. It's the Morning Scramble Santa Line. Presented by Hertine and Stocker Jewelers.
Pardon me if this seems rushed, but we all know what day it is, and at this point, how many hours until Christmas? Get ready. We have one big message from a wonderful family on the Morning Scramble Santa Line.
I'm making mischief. My name is Kaden.
Hi, Santa. I want caramel Hershey Kisses, Reese's Pieces, and a 3D printer.
My name is Bryson.
Hello, Santa. It's Daxton here, and I want a PS5, signed NFL items, and a PC for Christmas, please.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
That was Kaden, Bryson, and Daxton. Merry Christmas, one and all. I'm so happy to hear from you. Your elf, Hot Chocolate, has been reporting back for some time now, so most everything on your wish lists have been taken into consideration. Kaden, for you I have written down, loves Mickey Mouse. Guess what, Kaden? I do too. Bryson, first off, happy early birthday. We know how much you love Christmas treats. Just don't eat too much or you'll get a stomachache. And a 3D printer. Well, that's a pretty tall order. Let me see if I can pull some strings. Daxton, or should I call you Dax? I know you love playing with your Xbox from last Christmas, which kind of makes needing a PS5 redundant, wouldn't you agree? I'm on top of your NFL requests. Too bad for the Chiefs this season. Oh, and the PC you want is also for gaming, correct? You know that I want all boys and girls to balance screen time with real-world time, so let me chat with the adults about what's best this Christmas. Thank you, one and all, for all of the letters and messages you've sent with your Christmas questions and wishes. Now, I have a quick Christmas wish for you all. I wish you all the happiness and joy and Christmas magic this holiday season. It is indeed the most wonderful time of the year. Ready or not, here I come. Ho, 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 ho.
It's the Morning Scramble Santa Line. Presented by Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. Happy Holidays. From the Morning Scramble, Z102.9.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.